Deconstructing Detroit. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Nearly a quarter of the homes in Detroit are empty. That's more than 79,000 vacant homes, according to the last census. Of those, Mayor Dave Bing's office considers 12,000 to be dangerous. They're burned out or falling apart. They attract squatters and drug dealers. So the city is paying contractors to demolish them. But there's another group of people who say these homes don't have to be demolished. They can be taken apart board by board, and the materials can be salvaged. The nonprofit group Warm Training Center is teaching deconstruction classes to residents of Detroit who are unemployed. They want to create a new industry in the city and put some people back to work. Today, the student work crew is clearing out this 1930s bungalow in southwest Detroit. The porch and the roof are crumbling. The team's pulling out bag after bag of trash.
All the neighbors have just, they're just delighted, you know, that this is happening. It's been a long time coming.
Dorothy Young is sitting on her front porch next door, watching. She says most people on her street have gardens and they mow their lawns. But the people who live next door were hoarders and the house filled up with junk. Eventually, they were foreclosed on. Then the house sat empty and kids started breaking in, smashing the windows.
People were coming in and going in and staying over. I was afraid that possibly they would start a fire.
She says she's glad to see the house taken down, but she's not sure there will be anything good left inside. James Willer is the site supervisor and one of the class instructors. He's helping a group of guys clear out the garage. Once the site is safe, they'll start the painstaking work.
The last thing that went on in building the house is going to be the first thing that comes off.
The hardwood floors and the kitchen cabinets will be the first to go, then the windows and the doors. Next, it's the roof, then the walls, then the foundation. Then a crew will backfill the site, and you'd never know there was an 80-year-old house here. Willer says there's a lot of value in these old homes. He says the lumber can be especially valuable. A lot of older houses were built with heart pine. It's from centuries-old trees, and you can't buy it at your typical home improvement store.
We just treated everything as wholesale from the last house we did. There's about $40,000 worth of material there.
That's for everything from hardwood floors and windows to steel and siding. But taking a house apart literally nail by nail is not fast. It can take 2 or 3 weeks. Demolishing a house takes just half an hour. And demolished homes, along with their contents, usually go to the landfill. In the two homes the Warm Training Center has taken apart before this, they've diverted about 90% of the materials from the landfill. James Willer says this could be a viable new industry.
We have the building stock to be able to start to kind of like, you know, jumpstart that economy and, with the residents of Detroit and, you know, teaching them valuable skills that are going to make them more marketable, you know, in their professional careers.
Dwayne Brown is one of the students working on the house. He says he feels like deconstructing the house helps preserve some of the history.
I think about the people who first moved in here, you know, what were they like? You know, how excited they were when they first moved into their home, despite where they came from.
Brown says he's hoping to start his own business.
And if we are to help the city of Detroit save its neighborhoods, well, yeah, they need more people out here in the field. This is a dream, and it will be a challenge.
So far, the city has demolished more than 3,000 homes. The Warm Training Center is hoping officials will start letting them save some of the materials from the homes that remain. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.